Smog forms when sunlight bakes pollutants from vehicles and industry. The U.S. EPA has announced that the national limit on ground-level ozone will be reduced from 80 parts per billion to 75 parts per billion. That could make more counties in eastern Wisconsin in violation of federal law. But based on preliminary data from the last 3 years, Waukesha and Washington counties would be under the new limit, and companies expanding in the two counties would likely have an easier time getting a state permit. However, because neighboring counties to the south and east would violate the law and smog blows around, environmental groups say the tighter control should maybe be kept on Waukesha and Washington counties. Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis wants a close look from DNR scientists.
So the real question is Waukesha County, is Washington County contributing to the air pollution problems in their neighboring counties? If they are, and that's what the science says, they need to be designated within the non-attainment area and do their part to help downwind counties come into compliance.
DNR Deputy Secretary Pat Henderson says it's yet to be decided what the state and EPA will do with the two counties. Henderson says his agency will look at a few sets of data.
How close are they right now, and then what emissions and how far do they travel are coming out of those counties? So you can't just say if you're a county that's close, you definitely are a contributing county. It is a judgment call that has to be made.
Henderson says he expects political and industry pressure from Waukesha and Washington counties, but he says the DNR will consider the air pollution impact on other counties, quote, way more than the political issues. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.